Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit in the air, deep center field. Going back on it, Taylor to the track. Looking up, it is gone! Off the ivy in dead center as Kyle Schwarber with number 24 has put the Phillies in front 1-0.
Number 24 last night. Schwarber got the party started with a home run off of David Peterson. Of course, though, that wasn't the only home run they hit last night. They had the bomb to right center from Edmundo Sosa. So, good night from the power. But that hasn't been, when you think about the reasons the Phillies have had a good year so far, you know, I wouldn't say their power, other than Schwarber, has been a reason, right? That's been their starting pitching.
That's fair.
It's been Schwarber's power. It's been more of getting on base, getting hits, like especially Trey Turner. But this isn't one of baseball's best home run hitting teams. At least it hasn't been so far this season, but is that going to change now? So I listened to Rob Thompson. This was before the game. Was this Saturday or Sunday before the game? It was before the games, whatever game it was. Okay, so, but I think Topper may have, did he call a shot?
Right, before Sunday's game.
Before Sunday's game, okay. So, all right, so right before they hit a pair of home runs, listen to Topper. Did he call a shot here before last night's game?
Pretty good job of creating runs when we have to, stealing base, I think we're fourth or fifth in the National League in stolen bases, and we're moving runners. We've had a few hit runs. We've had some bunting, so we're doing some things to create runs. So, but I truly believe the home runs are coming.
Do you buy it? So it worked last night, right? They had two home runs last night. So Topper said he truly believes the home runs are coming. Let me just put in context for you. After last night, the Phillies enter play today, 16th in baseball, so dead middle of the pack in home runs. But Hugh, there's a double-edged sword with that. Yes, they're middle of the pack in home runs, but they have a guy that has 24 by himself, right? So it feels like, I haven't done the math on this, what is it, like 30-something%? It feels like a lot of their home runs are just Schwarber. As a team, they don't hit many home runs other than him. Do you think it's coming, or is this what they are?
I feel like it's a chance. And it's going to probably come from, you talk about, what was it, about a week ago, Trey got the party started.
Trey had a couple weeks where he hits for some more power. I think he has eight on the season altogether.
Yeah, and then when you talk about Bryce Harper eventually coming back, whenever that is, I could even see the Bomber, riding the Bomber.
Oh, no, he said it again. You set that up so you can say that. Don't lie to everyone.
I did.
Oh. I could see the wheels turning.
Who we just got there talking to, but on the phone, we kind of slid down that path, so we're here now. So we riding the Bomber.
Yeah.
Awesome. We drinking wine and riding the Bomber.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is 1 o'clock on a Monday, so.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
I said, great. This is what we're doing.
Okay.
Hey, we're starting, listen. You told me you wanted me to be all in, right? So the Phillies had a great weekend. I wasn't here for it.
That's all into you?
Well, yeah. And then, they're going to have a great series against Houston.
I hope.
We're going to ride the Bomber.
Yeah. I don't buy
Guilty!
I don't buy Topper on this. They're not going to start hitting home runs. They don't have home run hitters.
It's going to start crushing it.
Besides Schwarber, who do you look at and say he's about to go yard?
Bomber.
No.
Big dude, power, tall. It's his time. It's time.
Yeah, now he's going to wake up and hit home runs after all these
wake
years.
Up. Yeah. Hit them home runs.
Look, the Phillies could be a good team, and they are a good team. I don't believe they're going to hit an enormous amount of home runs. The one thing that could change that is a healthy Bryce Harper. Obviously, he's got 30 home run. He's a 30 home run bat that has just been, now hurt, and it wasn't there to start this season. When he comes back, will they hit some more home runs, assuming he's healthy? Sure. But I don't think they're a big home run hitting team. I mean, they are a Kyle Schwarber home run hitting team. I haven't looked, but I would guess no team has a higher percentage of their home runs from their top guy than the Phillies. I mean, they have nobody else in double digits. He's at 24. I mean, he might get to 30 before anyone gets to 15. I think that's probably likely to happen. I think there are some, maybe Kepler's at 9 or someone else is at 9. Maybe Castellanos at 8, whatever the number is. But I don't believe Topper on this. I think he's just saying it and hoping it. But how about this? Not only did Topper call his shot, listen to the broadcast. This is the Mets radio network. Keith Radd is his name. He walked right in to the Schwarber home run last night.
This is kind of a thing for Peterson. No matter what happens in the Schwarber at bat here, the numbers have been good. And they have been good against another lefty, Shohei Ohtani. 1-2. Hit high in the air to center field and deep. Wow. Taylor is back. He looks up, and right on cue, it's gone. Straight away center field for Kyle Schwarber. His first home run ever against David Peterson. His 24th of the year, and it's 1-0 Phillies in the bottom of the fourth. It was a Schwarbomb disappearing into the bushes in straightaway center, 432 feet.
I love when that happens. Like, he's going on and on about how good that pitcher had been against lefties, and then boom, home run.
The hit, you could hear, like, the contact was just bananas. Yeah.
He crushed it. He kind of was self-deprecating there. He's like, well, right on cue. There it is. There's a home run for Kyle Schwarber. I guess I got to call this now after I told everyone this guy has to give up home runs to lefties.
Considering how well Peterson's been pitching, he must have thought he was pretty safe territory.
I know.
That's the most runs he's allowed in like 2 years. I think.
But maybe do it when it's not Schwarber
at
the plate.
Well, I guess the point was that he was doing well against lefties, Ohtani, and other power guys. So
I get it.
That was the appropriate time to do it.
He also couched it. He's like, well, whatever happens to this at-bat, the numbers are still good.
Yeah, that was
kind
cowardly.
Of knew that maybe. Yeah.
That's a little cowardly.
It was.
Just go all in on the jinx.
Yeah. You buying it from Topper, Kyle? They're going to start hitting more home runs? I just don't know who's a power hitter here right now, Schwarber.
Kepler could probably hit for more power.
He's got to hit the ball.
Well, right.
Yeah, but he has power in his bat.
He's been heating up a little bit.
Yeah.
Boehm, I just don't think it's coming. Mm-mm. I mean, when Harper comes back, that's really probably their only hope.
Yeah, so the other guy that has potential is Trey, but I like the way he swung the bat this way.
I totally agree. I think it's best that they keep him with whatever this approach is. It's working for him.
Yeah, like, could Trey hit 10 home runs in a month or a month and a half if he tried to? I think he could. He probably would hit 240 while he did it. So,
but it's almost like, I mean, this is what we begged for from the team for a few years now.
More contact.
Stop living and dying by the home run. Make more contact. Have a different approach. You know, pass the baton. They're doing that.
They are.
It's beggars can't be choosers, I guess, with that.
The idea would be a little bit more power, though, right? Like, if they can marry the two things.
I would like a little bit more power.
It does, yeah. Last night, the game was won on the Sosa home run. That blew it open.
Right. That's what they could stand to add at the deadline.
Little pop. Little right-handed pop. I would like that. Juice is in South Philly. What do you got, Juice?
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
Hey, Juice. What's up, buddy?
All right, Joe, you're dead wrong. I'm going to explain to you why.
Okay, love these calls. What do you got? What am I wrong about?
All right. You said the Thunder built their team through the draft, right? And we should do the same, right?
Yeah.
No, I think that's what I said.
Well,
we said young guys.
Yeah, they built it through the long haul with mostly the draft.
No. You said the draft, and we should do the same. Yes, but here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Four players from the Thunder were drafted on that team. That's it. Lou Dort wasn't drafted. Jay wasn't drafted. Hartenstein wasn't drafted. None of those guys were drafted.
Well, I mean, you left out their second and third best player. Like, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren were drafted in the same draft.
Oh, okay. And we drafted Maxey and McCain.
Sure.
So here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying to you, right? The Sixers, nobody's taking Embiid. Nobody's going to take Embiid's contract off of.
Agreed.
Okay. So we how do I say this? What you do is you take the third draft pick, you pick somebody that's ready to play now,
boy,
and you put him with the three players that you have, or four players that you have already. You have Maxey, you have McCain, and let's say you take Holcomb, right? Isn't that his name? So we take
Edgecomb. Close enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Talking about Kelly Holcomb, the former backup quarterback. Yeah, I got you.
All right. So we take him. He's ready to play now.
Yeah.
So you have him. You have Maxey. You have McCain. You have an aging Paul George, and you have an aging Embiid. But they don't need to be the heavies no more. They might not like it, but they don't have to be the heavies anymore. You can lean on those three guys.
So, Juice, we're on this. I think we're on the same page more than we think. I want Edgecomb, and I like your idea. I'm just what I don't want them to do is take a player just because he's ready now. Like, if they think Edgecombe is ready now and he's going to be a great player and in time too, then that's cool. I just don't want them to take a player that fits just for now because I don't think they're winning anything now anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I like Edgecombe, and I'm with you on your idea. I just hope they're taking him because he's the right fit for the long term too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
And B comes back at 60%.
Oh, geez.
Let's say 60%
that's
of what
lofty.
We knew him to be.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm listening.
Paul George, let's say he doesn't give us anything, but we lean on Maxey, and we lean on a healthy Maxey, by the way, and we lean on Edgecombe, and we lean on McCain. You don't think that starting five is comparable to everybody else in the East with the injuries that had just gone on in the East? So, you don't think the Sixers can compete for a championship?
Not a championship. No, I think there would be a pretty good team if that
team's better than them.
Well, but Juice, you also have to realize it takes young players time. McCain will be in his second year. He's played 20 games in the NBA. Edgecombe has never played a game. Like, as much like the Thunder, Shea was drafted in what, 2018, 2019? It took him 6-7 years to become this. Jalen Williams and Holmgren drafted in 22. It took them 3 years to get here. So I think it could happen. Like, I think this third pick, a Juice, good phone call, man. I think this third pick, if they nail it, Hugh, I could see in 2 or 3 years McCain and Maxey and this third pick, whatever kid they take, that could be your trio to be a real contender. But it's very rare kids come in the league and just instantly win championships. Like this Thunder team, it took them years to build this.
Yeah, and that I think that was the point that you were trying to make.
That's what I was trying to make.
Yeah, I think that's the point I think we were both trying to make,
yeah.
That it takes time to build it, but if you have those building blocks,
yeah,
you have a start.
Sure.
You have a start. And to his point, 60% of Joel Embiid, I mean, I'm not counting on that because he didn't play hardly at all last year. Don't know how bad the knee is. Mm. Don't know if this experimental procedure is going to pan out. So I can't count on that. And Paul George, he got ready during the course of the season.
Well, but he stopped the podcast during the season.
Yeah, and said it was time to focus on basketball. So that's a little weird. And then we're depending on him to, you know, help lead the young guys. I would probably just rather go with the young guys and just go through the growing pains with that as opposed to trying to integrate those three in with those two that are clearly, you know, on the other side of it right now.
The weird part for them, though, is like I think Kyle said earlier, they're probably not going to be able to trade either of them. So it's like they're going to be here. Now, Embiid might just not be able to play, so he's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Paul George thing is going to be awkward next year when he's there and in uniform and like they don't really want to play him, but what do they do with him? Sit him down?
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
It's going to be awkward because, you know, he's going to think like, oh, it's my team now. And then I'm thinking, I don't want you to have the ball in your hands. I want you to sit down and watch the young guys play. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe Kyle, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, man, I want to say, first of all, on the NBA, I feel like this year should be Daryl Morey's Hoover year or he's out of here. Like, this should be a defining moment to see what he does. Like you said, the East is wide open. And if the Sixers can't make some kind of noise or show that some kind of growth and the moves he makes this offseason, I think it's time for this guy to get out of here. We don't got time to squint for another 5 to 10 years with this guy as GM. It's time to make some moves now on a draft, get some players over here. Because, like you said, Joel's not going to be there this year. So we got to see what we could do with this team that we have right now. And to me, this is make or break it for Daryl Morey, or he's out of here.
Well, this is the biggest pick of his career. I mean, third pick in the draft. This is, I mean, you could get a player that could help lead you to a championship if you get the right guy.
Right. And as for Philly, Joe, I gotta disagree with you, man. I'm in here on this one. I'm not all in on the. I was telling Kyle, I'm not all in yet. I understand these guys are playing great baseball without Bryce Harper, But we know the end-all, be-all is you're not getting it done without Bryce Harper. And to me, if you ask me, we don't know when Bryce Harper comes back if that's going to mess up the rhythm of his team, because this team is playing excellent baseball. And I heard you say this also, Joe, that we're kind of living on the path of the Phillies' postseason failures. But the fact of the matter is the core players are the guys that's collapsing in these big moments in these playoffs. So I do like the fact that we're not relying on a home run. To me, I heard Kyle say this earlier, it's like a gift and a curse. To me, that's making the team better, not hitting a home run ball. Like, I like the fact that it's only Schwarber hitting his home runs, because every guy is showing that we can get some hits, we get some singles to get wins. And to me, that's the ultimate reason why this team is on a roll right now. And we saw how we beat the Mets ass, they came back and beat our ass, and we got back and we got them again and said, hey, look, we're going to beat you guys' ass tonight. And we did that. So I feel like without Bryce Harper, when I see him come back and see how he plays with this team, if they got a good formula still, then I'll be all in. But we're still halfway through. We got the All-Star here coming up. And if this team can show the consistency all the way through, like they haven't shown in the past couple of seasons, then I'll be on board with this team. But they got to show me something in the playoffs. And Bryce Harper, with this mysterious injury that he has, hopefully he's able to come back. But without that guy, I feel like you're not going to reach your full potential.
Well, they do need – I mean, they need him. Down the line, they're going to need him, right? Because you look at the power on the team, and Terrence, we appreciate that's – what he provides there is going to be necessary at some point here. All right, we got a poll question to check on, because as people say they agree with Hugh, I need to answer this question. Do you believe that Hugh took the pledge seriously? It's our Twitter question, one of them today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you, learn about, and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. 72% do not believe you took the pledge seriously.
I did take the pledge seriously. Yeah. I'm so serious. I am sincere.
And these people know.
They don't know.
They know a phony when they see one, man.
Big,
this
I'm
is
not
Philadelphia.
A big, fat phony. I'm not a phony. I did take the pledge.
You're a pledge phony.
I didn't take the phony pledge. I didn't take the pledge. I did take the pledge.
The pledge is not phony.
No, I'm saying you're trying to make it seem like I didn't take the pledge, but didn't. I did take the pledge.
You called it a phony pledge.
No, I'm saying.
You just called it a phony.
You destroyed the pledge.
No,
it's a Freudian slip.
I integrated two. I was trying to say two different things, and yeah. I integrated them. It was
and
like
no one. Believes
I'm not
that.
A phony. I did take the pledge.
Nobody believes it.
No, I did. I did take the pledge.
Yeah, but seriously, you get like you were smiling, fingers crossed behind your back.
Well,
and
no,
then you come on here for the biggest series win after the year, and you say, "Well, it's June."
Well, it's still early. It's still a little early. Even though we're getting ready for the All-Star, it's still a little, we got a lot of baseball.
Is it early? Is it early?
We play what? Seven? That's what I say. 78 games?
They played 78.
78, yeah.
So by Thursday afternoon, we'll have reached the
still
midpoint.
Still got a lot of
midpoint.
Baseball.
But that's not early. Midway?
Yeah. Two games in. Yeah, you're right. 80, that's what
is the middle part of life still early in life?
Well, they call it a midlife crisis for a reason.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just saying, is it early? I don't think it's early.
A little bit. I mean,
it's going to be game 81 on Thursday.
It's similar to what we've seen in the past. Is that a better way of framing it? Similar to what we've seen in the past.
So what is the average age for a man in America? Like 75, 77?
Average. You mean life expectancy?
Life expectancy,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, about 70-something, like it should be.
So, like, I'm halfway there, right? So, am
I? That's the case. I ain't got that much time. hey.
77.
Yeah, I'm on the clock.
77.
I am on the clock.
So I'm 38. Like, so am I early in my life? No, we're getting to the midpoint point now.
And you're twilight.
I'm on the clock.
Hey, hey. The upper room is calling.
In the upper room.
Cashmere the Polka Nuts. What's up, Cashmere?
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Hugh? How you guys
What's
doing?
Hey, Cashmere.
Yeah, so I'm in on the Phillies, but I'm not all the way in. I'm about like 75-80% there. I think because like the defense still bothers me, the bullpen still bothers me. And I don't know if you're really going to be able to fix that all in one trade deadline.
Well, they won't. You know, the defense, Cashmere, is the sneaky thing that just it haunts me because I'm afraid it's going to kill them in a big moment. It's like I just hope the ball gets hit to certain people in the biggest moment and not other people. But there probably isn't much they could do about it, except if Topper gets really aggressive late in games and gets the best defenders on the field like he tried to last week in Miami with Castellanos. Yeah. But, yeah, that's they're not a good defensive team. We know that.
Yeah, and I just think that in a postseason game, like, that's going to come back and kill you. Now, I mean, I know you talked about, like, wanting to get Rhys Hoskins. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Now the Brewers are kind of in it.
I know. Also, they're in a playoff spot also, right now.
Exactly. But also, how about Bryce's injury? Like, kind of like what you said when this happened. I mean, I don't know if I really want to put a guy with, you know, who's got chronic elbow inflammation back in the outfield.
Yeah, that was interesting last night, because it came up again on the broadcast that Bryce said, you know, he would go back still, you know, to the outfield for the right person or the right first baseman, which is what we've heard since the offseason last year. It just, Kasper, the longer he's out with a wrist injury, the less likely I think they would actually do it this year.
I don't think they can either. I think it's best that you kind of just kind of roll with what you have and just try to fix the bullpen now. Before I hang up, I just want to throw a name out there, mm-hmm. a couple names. I don't want to go get, if they're going to do this, Joe, then you got to actually go out and actually go get a legit arm, not a Carlos Estevez or a David Robertson. Like, can we actually go get a legitimate guy who's actually got some legitimate stuff? Like, I don't know, maybe call the Twins and ask about Griffin Jacks or Johan Duran.
Oh, man. Kasper, like either would be, and Duran, that'd be a big time move. Like, that would cost a real prospect. And I think he's one of the most underrated closers in baseball, and he's been good for years now. And he's I think, under contract for two more years. That's a big time move if they could pull that off.
Yeah, it's in either him or Griffin Jack would mm-hmm. be good, or someone like, I don't know if Mason Miller, I think, just is going to cost too much, but also I think I think there's too much control on his side, and it's going to cost way over what they're going to be asking for.
I agree. I mean, if I'm the A's and the Phillies call about Mason Miller, I'm saying, okay, give me Aiden Miller. Like, and I think they'd be in their rights to ask for that for a player like him.
They'd want more than Aiden Miller. They'd want more than just him.
Well, they might ask for Painter. I mean, they might say, sure, you could have Mason Miller, give us Painter. And then, like, the Phillies would probably say no.
Yeah, and then, unfortunately, the deal's off. Now, yep. Dombrowski is going to have to go actually make a deal. It's just like, you know, we got Carlos Estevez last year. Great, but he wasn't anything special. I mean, you go get a guy like Johan Duran and put him in the back of that bullpen with Kirkering and maybe Strom. That, all of a sudden... And then maybe, you know, I don't know if they'll probably trade Abel, but you could probably put Abel or someone like Taiwan back there in the bullpen. And, you know, all of a sudden you're cooking with something there.
Well, also, if Nola could come back, we'll see. And Kasper, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, one of these starters that's been good could help in the bullpen in October. I mean, we've talked about that a lot. Ranger, Suarez, Sanchez. In the playoffs?
In the playoffs, Ranger? In the bullpen?
Huh? Yeah, why not?
Ranger in the bullpen in the playoffs. Think that dog is going to hunt?
Yeah, in the playoffs. I think every dog hunts in the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, he's pitching his way into this starting rotation. I was talking about him as the number two.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, he's just saying, like, hypothetical.
If Nola came back and was pretty good, one of the three lefties could help in the bullpen in October. Suarez, Sanchez, or Lizardo.
Man.
I mean, they need help down there.
Yeah, I hear you, but I
You only need four starters in the playoffs.
Well, he's going to put Lizardo in there again.
Oh, jeez. He's my number two.
Yeah, see, we're all talking about somebody different.
We are.
As the number two.
So if you only need four, I'm just saying, if you only need four starters, and I haven't even included Painter, right? We'll see what he is and how much he provides. If Nola comes back, one of the big four starters can help out of the bullpen. Wheeler, obviously not. He's the number one starter. So it's one of those lefties.
Well, Ranger's feelings and wanting the contract doesn't play into this for me. It's how well he's pitching
at
this point.
I know, yeah. And it's just a matter of which one at the time is the best fit for the bullpen. I mean, the contract, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I can see that, because now it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, we're trying to win a World Series here.
I see that.
Plus, by that point, Ranger, it feels like Ranger will have shown enough in the regular season to earn a contract, regardless of
absolutely
where he goes.
I give you that.
Well, and if he keeps pitching the way he has, we won't want to move him out of the rotation. He will be the number two or three or whatever. And then
this is true.
I mean, it could be. We haven't mentioned Sanchez much with this.
Maybe it could be him.
It might be
Nola in the.
I just don't know if he profiles as a reliever.
They're pitching so well.
I know. Well, but you know what? This will change, right? Someone will be different now by the end of September. All right, 2-1.
They could be pitching bad enough so that we don't want them pitching at all.
I know. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up, and we'll check in with you people. Plus, we have a situation to investigate with an NFL quarterback. We haven't done a good old-fashioned investigation on the Midday Show recently. some strange activity going on. We're going to get Hugh's take on it with a high-profile NFL quarterback. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.